WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hoppin' Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hoppin' Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hoppin' Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hoppin' Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hoppin' Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hoppin' Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hoppin' Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hoppin' Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hoppin' Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Francine has made landfall in South Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane with powerful winds and dangerous storm surge. This resident hunkering down in a shelter.
I want to be safe. I want to be somewhere where somebody can help me.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The landfall in Louisiana bringing impacts throughout southern Louisiana, not just of storm surge, which could be as high as 4 to 6 feet on Lake Pontchartrain and 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast.
Jamie Rome is NOAA's deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to go downhill really rapidly over the next several hours. Hopefully, if you're listening to us from southern Louisiana, you're already where you need to be for the overnight hours and just stay there. It's not going to be a good night to be driving on the roads.
Francine had sustained winds of nearly 100 miles per hour when it roared ashore. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hoppin' Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Francine gained strength from the warm Gulf of Mexico water and slams into Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana, as a Category 2 storm with 100-mile-per-hour sustained winds. Morgan City, Louisiana restaurant manager Melinda Burton says they've been prepared.
Got everything in one freezer, so that way when the electricity does go out, we'll have generators ready for it to rock and roll.
As flames rage in Southern California, a 34-year-old man from Norco was charged with arson for allegedly starting the line fire on September 5th. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Detective Jacob Hernandez.
Evidence was located inside the suspect's residence as well as his vehicle that supported his arrest.
Today marks 23 years since the September 11th attacks, with events held at the World Trade Center site, the Pentagon, and at the Shanksville, Pennsylvania Memorial.
Lorraine Grace Bay.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Francine gained strength from the warm Gulf of Mexico water and slams into Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana, as a Category 2 storm with 100-mile-per-hour sustained winds. Morgan City, Louisiana restaurant manager Melinda Burton says they've been prepared.
Got everything in one freezer, so that way when the electricity does go out, we'll have generators ready for it to rock and roll.
As flames rage in Southern California, a 34-year-old man from Norco was charged with arson for allegedly starting the line fire on September 5th. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Detective Jacob Hernandez.
Evidence was located inside the suspect's residence as well as his vehicle that supported his arrest.
Today marks 23 years since the September 11th attacks, with events held at the World Trade Center site, the Pentagon, and at the Shanksville, Pennsylvania Memorial.
Lorraine Grace Bay.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.